News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hours to go before a midnight government shutdown, the House has approved a new plan from House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We are really grateful that tonight, in bipartisan fashion, with overwhelming majority of votes, we passed the American Relief Act of 2025.
It funds federal operations until March.
This was a necessary step to bridge the gap, to put us into that moment where we can put our fingerprints on the final decisions on spending for 2025.
It would also provide disaster aid, but pushes President-elect Trump's demands for a debt limit increase into the new year. It now goes to the Senate. On plans for the new year, Ed Donahue reports Trump's added Europe to the list of U.S. trade partners he's threatening with tariffs.
Trump posted at around 1 in the morning on social media, "I told the European Union that they must make up their tremendous deficit with the United States by the large-scale purchase of our oil and gas. Otherwise, it is tariffs all the way. There are 27 countries in the EU. The message from the president-elect was unclear on next steps. When he threatened Canada and Mexico with 25% tariffs last month, the leaders of both countries spoke with him to try to resolve any tensions. But the European Union lacks a single figure who can make the commitments of natural gas and oil on behalf of its member states that Trump wants." I'm Ed Donahue.
More than a dozen colleges and universities are advising international students to return to campus before Inauguration Day. Donna Warder explains.
The schools are concerned that once Donald Trump becomes president, he might impose travel bans like he did during his first administration. The schools say that for anyone whose ability to stay in the United States depends on an academic visa, it's best to reduce their risks and get back to campus before January 20th. I'm Donna Warder.
The Fed's preferred inflation gauge barely rose last month, prices up just 0.1% from October. Stocks closed a losing week with gains, the Dow, S&P, and the NASDAQ each up 1% or more. This is AP News. The NFL's Week 16 got off to an exciting start in Inglewood, California, where two AFC playoff contenders, Denver and the LA Chargers, met. Mark Myers has a recap.
Justin Herbert led the Chargers to a 34-27 comeback win over the Broncos. Herbert threw fourth quarter touchdown passes to Darius Davis and Hassan Haskins as LA outscored Denver 21-6 over the final two quarters.
They're obviously, you know, very talented and incredible team. So for us to be able to pull away with one there, I thought it was awesome for us.
Herbert finished with 284 passing yards on 23 completions with one pick. Gus Edwards had a pair of rushing touchdowns. The Broncos' Bo Nix went 29 of 40 for 263 yards with two scores, but Denver's winning streak ends at 4. Both teams are now 9-6. Mark Myers, Inglewood, California.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.